You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1% so you can amplify and transform your life and your business. I'm excited for today's guest. We met probably about a little over a year or so ago and really connected. We both have the bald heads and and everything. but we really connected on the level of just talking about sales and closing and how people can actually utilize that by creating more value for others. And so I'm excited today to welcome Randall Grizzle to Making Bank. He was raised on a cattle ranch way out in the middle of Idaho. This is a community known for their hunting, whitewater rafting, salmon fishing. But as he was growing up, money was always tight. So that got Randy to thinking, hey, how can I do better? What can I do? So he started young as an entrepreneur. And as he was building his business, he learned to create value through negotiating. And after selling his company, he really wanted to dive in and learn about and figure out the psychology and the strategy of sales. And he did that through a boiler room environment. So he started selling closing packages for $3,000 to $15,000 every day, every month, consistently, time over time again. And along his journey, there was another entrepreneur named Russell Brunson who happened to see this. He's the owner of .com Secrets and ClickFunnels. He swooped up Randall to help with his struggling company to really grow his business, what he has going on. Within weeks, Randall transformed the company by closing multiple deals, as well within a few months, guiding the company to now doing over $100,000 per sales every single week. And so as Randall's process along his journey, he wanted to really prove out that it's not just a numbers game. It's about the quality of people, not the volume. He now leads a team of people who are consistently closing over $200,000 every week. Randall, I want to welcome you to Making Bank.
Wow, man. Thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the introduction. I got to say, like, as far as the, you know, when I listened to it there, I just got to make, like, clarify that the thing with my timing, when I had met Russell Brunson, like the timing was just right, right? And Russell's company was about ready to blow up. And I think I walked in at a time that the things that I was good at made what he was doing better.
Sure.
Right? And like you mentioned, I think a big part of that were the relationships that I had when I had went and got to know Russell, because I was able to bring in some of the other right key players. And the math, it got exciting quickly.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
And it was, you know, we got up to where we had 50, 60 sales guys working on the phones, you know, kind of scaled things up that way. But today, the main thing I think that we focus on is how to do that with a couple guys.
Right. So instead of having a massive team, you have a couple people doing the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's right.
Well, tell me a little bit about, I know I mentioned in there your background. You got started, at a young age as an entrepreneur. I think you'd started a concrete business.
Yeah, a friend of mine and myself that I grew up with, we got into doing colored stamped patios, custom interior acid staining, decorative concrete, right? And what I figured out within that space is that I could sell this stuff like it was granite or marble,
right?
Or I could sell it with, like it was just the next step up from your gray concrete. So with that, I learned a lot of different things as far as the sales process. But in the beginning, I remember like driving around all the time and doing all these different estimates, and I'd get all excited about these estimates. And then I started using some really basic tools to eliminate a lot of wasted time.
Right.
And I figured out how, when I was going to go do these estimates, to make sure I was going to be able to get the contracts done right away and get these jobs, right?
Nice.
Try not to waste a lot of time. So that's kind of where that came from. Yeah.
So what kind of started the whole interest, you know, with that in sales and in the whole negotiating part of it?
Sure. And kind of where that came from, and you mentioned kind of the boiler room setting. When I was back, this is over a decade ago, when I first was learning how to work on the phones and sell these high ticket packages. And when I learned how to do that, and then in that next summer, because the curbing and concrete was kind of a summertime thing here in Boise,
right,
weather. Then in the summer, what I realized is that the different things that I learned about working on the phone and selling these high ticket stuff gave me the ability with my own business to just get way more deals, right? Create more, way more relationships with way more people and get way more of my work out there. So I was able to scale up.
Sure. All right.
But at the same time, what I realized is that in those winter times, when I was working inside on the phone, like I was in control of my, my future. Like as far as I could go in, nobody could tell me a limit on how much I could make. The weather wasn't going to hold me back. There wasn't a lot of things that I felt like if I got good at this stuff that I couldn't accomplish. It was then that I decided that I loved creating relationships with people, and I loved helping people put together their process so that they can reach out to more people and make a difference and get their stuff out there. So the main thing that I like to teach is like how to work that equation backwards.
Okay.
Like a lot of people tell me, I want to create these different, you know, I want to do a book and then create these products and then do on the back end, do this. Like what I would like to tell them or ask them is, let's work that equation backwards. What do you have that's so great on the back end that people just can't afford not to have?
Right. Right. That's a good question.
That's the first question. And when we do that, we ask that we ensure that in 6 months from now, whatever we're doing, like people are happy, because that's the most important thing.
Sure.
Whenever we're selling, right?
Yeah.
And that's why maybe the sales guy could, a lot of folks may say that he may not be the Dirty Harry at the car lot. If somebody don't get down here in the next 10 minutes, I'll club a baby seal.
Right.
I'll do it, right? I'm Dirty
Harry. And that's what people think of salespeople normally.
It is, right? So what I challenge business owners to embrace is to have a process that's put together that helps people understand that when they make that commitment, right, that when they make that commitment, they decide that they're going to make a conscious decision and invest thousands of dollars with you, that equation, like I said, it works backwards. So if somebody invests a lot of money with me, I already know that what I'm doing works well. So so as far as the back end, like that's the most important thing. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people are missing. But when you have something on the back end that people can't afford not to have, or I'm selling something on the back end, Josh, that people can't afford not to have. Like when that starts, that's my belief system in the beginning. And that's true alignment with everything that I do personally, everything, right? When I believe that if somebody doesn't get started with a certain service, that I'm doing them, their family, everybody that cares about them a huge disservice. Like that's what I mean by working the equation backwards. So now, so far, we have the two pieces. We have the follow through, right, on the back end, alignment with how we're selling it. The person that's selling it believes in it to the point where there's no other option. Okay, so those are the two things. That's kind of a lot of times where I like to start the process, because that from there is really what I'm and my team is good at.
So then, what you're saying then, you know, with that is, You guys, the salespeople, you guys look at the whole area and say, okay, hey, I need to really believe in it this much down to my core. And by doing that, and that's ingrained in you, that turns around and allows you to then have that passion and be able to create that value when you're speaking with somebody on the phone or in person to help sell that product.
That's right, man. And it's pretty fundamental, basic question that I think a lot of business owners might have a hard time answering.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just, obviously as an entrepreneur or business owner, you have your own passion, your own excitement and interest in what you're doing and what you have. But then it's like, okay, how do you communicate that to somebody else to, you know, have them create that same level of excitement and passion? And it, once you can do that, you know, then that's going to allow you to connect with them. And, you know, it's not really like, okay, cool, it's not really a sale. It's just like, man, this person is just so passionate and so loving what they're doing. I just cannot wait to not try it.
Right. And most people don't have that. Like I said, it's just lacking in most companies, like that passion and that love. And so that's where I think as long as you start from a place with love, right, like on that back end, and you know that whatever that service is that you're providing is awesome, like that's from there, we work backwards, we have the passion, and then we also have the plan from the beginning and alignment with that back end, right? So what little steps are we going to take all the way from the beginning to position ourselves to where when we're going through the most important part on the back end, creating the higher, the relationships at a higher level, that everything's in alignment, right? So it's like I talk, you know, in the book that, in my book that I have coming out, I talk a lot about Vince Lombardi. Not a lot, but I tell a story, you know, Vince Lombardi, his main thing, and the reason why the Packers have been so good for so long is because they started with the basics, with the fundamentals, with executing the basics the right way from the beginning. When he showed up in Green Bay, they were a horrible losing franchise, right? And they've been sold out every year since he showed up. And that started with, gentlemen, this is a football, right? It's made out of pigskin, okay? There's 11 guys on offense. There's 11 guys on defense. There's special teams, right? There's, you know, and then from there, he said, on offense, we're going to execute this one play. We're going to do a 32 dive, right? When every player on the team knows how to do that one play to the point where it's unconsciously competent, everybody's working together, all 11 people, every play, and that play's only going to last a couple seconds on average.
Right.
So what we do to prepare before that play is probably going to be equally as important as what we do during that couple seconds, right? This is lacking in most people's business plan. This execution, right? And the tracking, like starting with the basics, with the fundamentals right from the beginning and executing a game plan, like work backwards. Tell me what you have that's great and work that equation out to me. Help me understand how it works from start to finish. And then the holdups that you have, because everybody's going to have the different problems that they have with objections, the sticking points. Most of the time it's the same things, like money and stuff like that. So it's trying to figure out, you have to always be understanding how you're able to get deals done that most people wouldn't, whether that's like with how you're approaching the whole process to the back end, how you're financing the process with
sure.
people.
No, that's awesome. And definitely some, I really cool how you have broken down that process so you can think about it and understand to be able to communicate with others, because obviously you have other people that you've trained and work, you know, we're working with you and everything. Can you stick around for a minute? We got to take a quick break.
Absolutely, man.
Awesome. I am Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we've been speaking with Randall Grizzle about sales and his process that he's created to allow him to have a small team of salespeople, but still massively close the same amount of sales as a whole room full of people could. And through this process, you know, he's created is having him and his team understand the passion and the value and just really feel what the entrepreneur or the person is wanting to sell. And then they go out and then implement this strategy. So, Randall, welcome back to Making Bank.
Thanks, man. Glad to be here.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about what, you know, day in and day out, you know, do you have kind of like a morning routine or some kind of process that you follow every day that keeps you being able to operate at such a high level of performance?
Oh man, I'm going to talk the rest of the time about this, man. You know, I'm all excited. You know, I'm all about the, like, my whole thing with being a good closer and like even being able to teach people how to be really good at asking folks to maybe do things they wouldn't normally do is how we feel, right? And so like yourself, like I know when I first met you, I was like, I know Josh has got these things that are going to make my mind better. Like I like Josh, like he knows about a lot of like that. So this stuff, I've been studying a lot of the biohacking stuff. So my daily routine, I wake up I won't get into my whole routine, but the main things that I've been focusing on is cold water therapy, breathing, Wim Hof breathing. Okay. Hot yoga. I've done hot yoga, I think 24 out of the last 26 days. And that's been a new thing that I implemented since the biohacking, live event. But those things, and then a couple basic things like the apple cider vinegar, but these basic things that I've had, 5-minute journal, I wasn't journaling before. So I kind of what happened really is I went out to Chicago and I learned a bunch of new things that I really liked. And so my daily routine now, we'll just say it's a little bit different than it was a couple months ago, month ago.
And then have you noticed a difference by adding these new things or changing it up some?
No doubt. And that was kind of like the direction that I was going, is whenever I'm training people, and I just did these 10 interviews with awesome closers, right? With the Grizzle Sizzle. And the thing that I noticed with all of these people, and I can't wait to share these. But the thing that I noticed that all of them had in common is that they come from a place where they're grounded. They come from a place where their true intent is to really help people. And when that's why I started out with that, because that's the most important thing. And to have that, you have to be have a strong state for yourself, right? Like for me to be able to work with, put together people that are functioning at a very high level, I've got to be able to also be able to function with those people, because we buy from people that we know and we like and we trust, and we know and we like and we trust people that have energy, that feel good. Like we don't trust people that don't feel good. Like that's not me telling, that's just study other book, read other things, educate. Like I'm not going to try to explain to you why, but that's the reality. Like you don't trust somebody if they don't feel good. It's a weird thing. It's hard to understand. So when I am training people, you're going to learn about the process of how to sell and how to get these deals and stuff done. But more importantly, it's about the closer's code. Like how are you waking up and how are you living? What did you do? Like you said, I'd love to know what your routine is, Josh. I'd love to have you on my show and ask you those things, really, because that to me is what separates the people that are achieving at a super high level and people that are here. But this gap's actually a lot bigger than what it looks, right?
Right. Oh yeah, definitely. And I know you were telling me a little bit about when we've talked before. You kind of have this whole psychology of closing and, what your whole, I know we talked a little bit about the process a little bit earlier. So maybe what are three closing tips that you could share that our audience could take and start utilizing?
Sure. So the first tip that I would give is eliminate whatever it is that you're selling in your process as much as you can. Like that's the first tip. Don't overthink or overanalyze what you're doing, because it's really not going to end up being about what you're doing. And I think that's the biggest misconception that most people have with sales, is they're like, I need to get really good at selling, when I think that I would like them to get really good at knowing who they are, like personally, so that they're able to relate with the other folks on a level where they're able to ask questions that other people wouldn't ask about themselves, about their personal life. about their real why. Like, let's not talk about how awesome our services are, because it really doesn't, that's not why people are going to buy. But that's a misconception. Most people, they get, you know, this, they get on, they say, tell me what you can do to help me. Right. And most, maybe the average sales guy says, okay, these are the different plans that we can do, ma'am, which one looks good to you. Right. Like, you have to always be, and this is, you always have to be in possession of that possession arrow, or, Orrin Clough in his book, he calls it, yeah, you're always in control of the frame. Right. Yeah. So I think that's that would be the one tip. The second tip would be whatever product or service that you're selling, if you don't believe in it, like what I was talking about, to the point where, like, sell something else. Like, that's why these network and marketing things work so good. And they say they're drinking the juice.
Right.
Excuse me. Right. It's because it's undeniable when you got some good juice, right? Whatever that's making you feel good, that when your family and your friends, and I'm not a network marketer, like, that's not my space, but I'm just saying that that's where sales start, because when your family and your friends come over and you got the juice, holy cow, you look good and you feel good and your mind's right. They're like, oh man, I want the juice. So that would be the thing. And to get people to where they want the juice, you have to believe in it first yourself. So that'd be the second thing. And I think the third thing was, when you have that juice, is having a clear, precise game plan from start to finish, like we talked about. Like, yeah, I like to use football I like football, right? But we understand that it's not about how many plays that we run. Like, let's figure out one play. Like, what's the play that we're really good at that everybody on the team can execute? Because I think a lot of times companies are, like, focusing on the overall instead of, like, writing on a whiteboard. This is 4 or 5 steps that we're going to take, and then we're going to figure out how to have every guy execute along the way to make this one play work.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes sense. I mean, I think those are 3 good actionable tips that definitely can take away and start utilizing for sure. So tell me a little bit about what you have going on right now. I know that you have a book that's getting ready to come out pretty soon.
Got a book that's going to be going to publishing here anytime. Just waiting on a couple of last minute things with that. Should be looking, hopefully March, we'll have, like, actual copies of the book, and maybe launch in March around that time. Working with a publishing guy in Australia. So I'm going to go to Australia and launch it initially. And then really from there, like, right now I have some, and I always talk about this, like, I don't work with a whole bunch of people. Like, I have some main accounts, like you mentioned Russell, and I have a few other relationships with some really awesome people that I'm not, my main thing is focusing on what we're doing with them. So I teach sales stuff, and, like, I help some other folks with their sales, but that's not my main focus is growing the companies that I'm working with right now. I've been focusing on in my day to day around my other routine, important stuff that I'm doing. Right.
You know? Right. Yeah. Well, cool. What's the name of the book?
Closer Secrets.
Awesome.
Closer Secrets, baby.
Closer Secrets.
I can't wait, man. I'm excited about it. I met my friend Darren Stevens when I went out to Australia with Russell this last summer.
Right.
And ever since I met him, like, he helped me a lot with the stuff, like, that we're talking about, like, with mind stuff and belief and a lot of this stuff. You know, I remember having some conversations with him that I'll never forget. And I remember him hypnotizing you, actually. Yeah. Now that I think about it. Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, he hypnotized you, huh, out in San Diego.
Yeah, Lee and I were there for that, for sure. So, yeah, no, he's definitely, cool. Yeah, Darren's an awesome guy. Well, cool. So, what's one piece of technology that you can't live without?
Zoom.
Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom, like, if people aren't using Zoom, like, start. Like, it's a tool that you're one email away from having, like, conversation at another level, like you and I are right now. And if you're not like creating a game plan with players and using these tools, for example, Zoom, then like you're missing a big part of what people are doing that's working. Because like that technology, when you use that with some other creative things that we're doing, like the back end sales, like it all works. It's not a matter of like, yeah, well, if we could make this account work, that'd be great. It's not at all. It's a matter of accountability. A lot of times on the back end, like you ask about technology, a lot of times one of the problems when people are doing the high ticket sales is whoever's creating or buying the media for that process with that game plan, maybe the back end is saying that media isn't targeted well enough. Like those people are all this or those people are all that. Like it's not the right target, right? That's the battle between the front end and the back end. But when you do things on the back end to bridge that gap and you use these other tools that create the relationship at a higher level, it's a little bit of difference that makes a big difference over the course of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. 100% agree. It's those little millimeters that can make the biggest difference overall. So that's awesome. And then where can people find out about you, or, you know, where do you want to direct them to?
Closersecrets.com I'm going to be doing some live webinars there here in a bit. Like I was planning on I was hoping to get them going before Christmas, but maybe it'll be after the new year. Like, I don't know. I'm not in a really big hurry with the webinars, but I'm going to be having some webinars, some live webinars, there, and I'm going to be teaching some really cool things. I'm going to be giving away some of the interviews. So I tell you, a bunch of people, you know, Josh, yeah, right. You know, but you're going to look at it and be like, hey, I know most of those people, a lot of them.
No, that's cool.
But it's also a lot of the, like, I think a lot of the people that I have the most respect for, like, as far as they get why people buy. Like, I think like they understand and they embrace the fact that they're a closer, right? Like if you can't look at me and tell me like you're a closer, right? With your company, if you're like, I'm not really, you know, no, like if you are, you might think that you don't, but you closed out a closer that's closing your stuff then. So the whole thing, like we're all closing all the time. Just embrace it. There's no Dirty Harry. There is. I shouldn't say that. There is those guys, but that's not the culture that we're a part of. The part of the culture that we're a part of is working backwards, doing things the right way, and having a product or service that people can't afford not to have, right?
Yeah, definitely.
How off track did I get there?
Yeah, but there were some good nuggets hiding right in there. So, well, cool. Well, I want to just thank you for coming on today's show. It was an honor to have you, and just really appreciate the insights and some different success strategies for selling and closing to help people to get out there, take that next step. It's not just about, you know, selling. It's about how can we create value? How can we help others, as well as, you know, believing so much in what we have, other people just feel it and want to have it as well. So Randall, I really appreciate you coming on Making Bank today.
Thanks for having me. Serious, Josh. I appreciate it, man.
Cool. I am Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank, where we uncover the success strategies of the top 1%. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.